Alice, I believe you want to say a few words? Beautiful.
I always promised myself that I would never come up on the stage and speak unless I had a farmer at my side. And so, Ron Finley, come on up here. Come on up here. Well, my one word is hope. And I've had that since the 60s. I've had it since we stopped the war in Vietnam. I just keep being nourished by the counterculture, the group of friends who I always knew would come to my restaurant if it tasted good. And they've been coming for 45 years. And there's a whole economy that we have established with the farmer. And we couldn't be what we were unless the farmer was who he or she is. And it's such an honor to be part of an event that is so harmonious in that place. And do you have a last word, Ron?
Why everybody else get to practice and you just throw me up here on the stage? Like you said, Sarah, this is one of the biggest industries on the planet. So, yeah, it needs to be more inclusive. And I just want y'all to know, black people eat food. It's real. They do. You know, and since it is one of the biggest industries, we need to be on in all aspects of it. So, I mean, why ain't any black people making cheese? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, we need to change that. We need to, you guys need to work on making this a lot more inclusive of all what this planet represents, you know. We need to represent in food like they have us representing in prisons, okay? You know, we need to change that. And because it's all by design, and don't think it's not. Don't think these neighborhoods are not by design, you know? Don't think this economical situation is not by design, you know? So that's all. I just want everybody to just, everybody should get the opportunity to plant some shit. You know? Because, I mean, you know, on the real, that's going to truly change the world. You know, when, especially if we start with young kids and they get to see the alchemy of Mother Nature. They get to, you know, they get in this soil and they put this little teeny seed in the ground and all of a sudden it's a tree that can feed them. And then they realize it's not like we were told when we were kids, money don't grow on trees, go get a job. Money grows on trees. As Stuart Resnick, does money grow on trees? It's real. So, I mean, we need to give them this lesson. We need to let them know that they are nature. Okay, they are literally, if you like, go see nature, look in the mirror. That's what I'm trying to teach people. That's what I'm trying to definitely teach these kids. So when they won't be harming this planet, we all are healers, and that's what we should be doing, is when you heal your mother, you heal yourself. And that's what I want to leave y'all with. Grow love. Peace.